Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. The Holy Spirit was not active in Old Testament times. There will be signs introducing Jesus' millennial kingdom out of physical Jerusalem. All Jews will be saved. These three things have all been falsely claimed from these verses. Let's look closer and see God's call. In this year, be people of vision. The Holy Spirit was indeed active throughout the Old Testament times. At creation, we're told that the Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the waters. We read repeatedly in the Old Testament about the Holy Spirit coming upon an individual to bestow special gifts. Then, as now, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And we still regularly pray with the Old Testament psalmist, "Do not take your Holy Spirit from me." Jesus has promised his Holy Spirit to you. So now, as then, in this year, be people of vision. What's meant by "it shall come to pass afterward"? The Holy Spirit tells us that this vision was fulfilled on Pentecost. In the same way, that term "afterward" was used about the end of the Old Testament, beginning of the New, when the Messiah would come and fulfill all the Old Testament messianic prophecies. After his fulfillment of perfect righteousness for you, the Holy Spirit would be poured out on all flesh. Pentecost is the beginning, not of the Spirit's work, but of the Spirit's work in a greater abundance among all nations, all flesh, all people. During the Old Testament times, after Abram, God intended that his grace and Spirit would shine out through Israel. But with Jesus' death for the sins of the whole world completed, many prophecies foretold that good news now flowing to the Gentiles, to you and me, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit enables us to be Christians and enables all Christians in all lands to be priests and prophets unto God. Each of us has salvation fulfilled, God's revelation completed, the Holy Spirit poured out for all, accomplished. Oh, what wonderful works of God we have to share. So as in every year, in this year, be people of vision. We're not then to be vainly seeking some millennial reign of Christ out of physical Jerusalem by which all Jews will be saved. Hebrews 12 tells us that Zion in these verses is referring not to physical Jerusalem, but to all the people that come to Jesus. Thus our text specifically says, all flesh, not all Jews. And whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved, not whatever Jew calls. Probably the words that interested you the most were blood and fire and smoke, the sun being turned to darkness and the moon to blood. These words are also used by some to claim that this is talking about some millennial kingdom at the end of the world. But such words are used in the Old Testament to describe a judgment on a nation at that time. And the Holy Spirit, through Peter, quotes also these words as fulfilled at Pentecost in Jesus' sign. For Pentecost is a sign proving that Jesus is triumphant, sitting on the throne of heaven, fulfilling, pouring out his promise. And thus it is also the ultimate sign and gracious warning that the continued Jewish unbelief will bring Christ's word of judgment, the destruction of the Jewish nation and temple. Jesus' crucifixion has burnt up for you and me the works of Satan. His accusations have no power against you if you are in Christ Jesus. His resurrection has opened eternal life, a new world that will leave this sin-cursed world in dark devastation. Jesus himself will be the eternal sun shining brightly in that new and eternal home. His word then also shall not fail to bring down blood, fire, and darkness on all continued unbelief, rejection of his grace. So in this year, be people of vision. And it shall come to pass afterward. Those words are not only pointing to the Old Testament promises fulfilled in the Messiah's coming, but also individually to the Spirit's call to each one of us in the previous verses to rend our hearts. When our heart is rent open, God is pouring out his Spirit upon you to lead you to believe in Jesus alone. And then it will not just be the old men that dream dreams, but young men and women will see visions. The vision of the blood of the Lamb covering our sin. All of it. The vision of Jesus as that ladder coming down out of heaven by which our prayers are continually ascending to the Father himself. The vision of the empty tomb where Jesus rising out of death removes death's hold over you and me. When our hearts are rent open, the Lord wants to fill our hearts with his Holy Spirit so that no corner of our heart is left dusty and cobweb, but all is cleansed by his blood. But we still have too many dusty corners, don't we? What a demonstration of our daily need for, yes, the Spirit to come and cleanse us with his blood, Jesus' blood, that we may better reflect the glory of his grace. In this year, be people of vision. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 226, 226, stanzas 1 and 7.